to look a lot like syphilis. Diagnostically, the Mazzini test came out plus. There is suspicious pus. A shank or sore is there, that's plain to see. It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Yes, that's how it seems. Take a look at the dark field lens, and you soon begin to
What is up, America, around the world? Happy Monday to you sick bastards out there. Welcome to another episode of Midnight in America, the show where two idiots with a warped sense of humor talk about conspiracies, mysteries, the strange of our world, and from beyond, from undisclosed locations here in the United States of America. America.
America. I'm your host.
Yeah. I got testicles growing out of me, man. I'm Bruce Chris the Mole Man, broadcasting to you live deep under the Arizona desert. What's a little nippy here today? And joining me via super secret sexy MIA satellite, my co-host all the way from the shack on top of one of the Smoky Mountains, the one, the only Big D. What's up, buddy?
Well, you know, Chris, I don't know why I decided to go Hulkamania there for a second.
Well. I got like a little cold going on, so I feel my voice is getting deeper.
Yeah.
Deeper. Getting the Barry White going on.
Just right, baby.
Hello to you, baby.
Barry White going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wish I could remember what the hell I was going to say to you when we first opened the show, and I had it like probably 3 hours ago in my head, and my old ass didn't write it down, but... So now it's pretty much pointless. But you know what we do have? We have a great show for you all tonight.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I am lying. We have a shit show for you all tonight. Is that better? That's probably more correct.
Perfect.
We're going to be talking about three Christmas monsters, including Frau Perkta, the Christmas witch.
Woo-hoo.
Then we're going to do an all-new bullshit or not. Talk a little strange news. Afterwards, we'll open up the phone lines. Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
Now, when we do open the phone lines, the number to call is 931-444-5782. That's a lie. I lied on my number. The real number is 931-444-5762. That's what you get when you put a script in front of a blind guy. If you want to join in on the conversation or just talk about whatever is on your mind, again, that number is 931-444-5762, baby.
And you know, if calling like in isn't your thing, you can also use the hashtag MIA on Twitter. Throw your comics up there. You can also, you know, say hey to us on Facebook where we're broadcasting. Or if you're listening to The Molehole, you can go over to moleholebroadcast.com. Click on the little link that says chat room, and you can chime in over yonder.
Over yonder. Now, before we get into this crazy subject of the Christmas monsters, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. First, you know, I want to talk about a guy that listens to the show, and we're surprised, and we haven't chased him off yet. On Twitter, his name is Grim Horror. And thanks for listening to the show, and we apologize, as always.
Maybe he's a shut-in.
He might be. He might be a shut-in. That's like me. That's why I do podcasts, because I'm a shut-in.
Yeah, shut-in. I don't like the outside world. It's scary out there.
Looking outside, all that sunlight.
Uh-huh. Great. Good for a ginger like myself.
Yeah, I know it. Now, that would be a reason right there. Yeah. Do you have those blackout curtains in your house?
I do, especially in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because you think up here is white? You should see near the ginger fro.
It looks like a nightlight going. Somebody's going to film it and think they saw a ghost there. It's just red pubes and white.
Walk outside naked, planes will start landing. Is that the beacon? My eyes, ah! It's like staring into the eclipse.
It is.
A pubic eclipse.
I don't know why it's funny, but it is.
The second thing I wanted to talk about is that Adam Higgins is a dick. And yes. The third...
Eric knows that.
Just so you know, Adam. You're a dick.
He's like a friendly troll.
Yeah, he is. No, I really...
Trolling.
I like Adam. Even if he is a dick.
I know there's I think last year sometime the Who's Right guys, he pissed one of them off because we were in our chat room talking about it, and he's like, and he's like, I think he's really mad at me.
Oh, I think it was Doug.
Yeah, he
pissed Doug off. And yeah, the episode where Doug talked about it was great. And speaking of Who's Right, this leads into the third thing, which is that lately, like, the big talk on the internet, the interwebs, has been, oh, that baby, it's cold outside, it's pervy, it's date rape song.
It was written by Bill Cosby.
It was written by Bill Cosby.
Many people don't know that.
This song, pretty offensive. Unlike that song, what was it? Date Rape by? It was
Sublime.
Yeah.
I want to lick your booty hole. You know, anytime I hear they want to take off an annoying song, I'm all for it. Like, I got a list of annoying songs that anything Mariah Carey sings, let's find a fence with that and get that off there.
Yeah. But young Mariah Carey, though.
Well, she's nice to look at.
Yeah, she was tasty.
Yeah, that was that All I Want for Christmas for You and Oh Santa.
Yeah.
God, I splatter my brains all over my car every time I hear that song. It's like, oh.
What I should do is go back and find me singing. What the hell was that song? Maybe it was Santa Baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's we'll play that maybe here before Christmas. That'd be good to torture people with.
Hell yeah. I won't be singing any songs unless I get really drunk.
Well, you might be before the end of this evening.
Yes.
if the plan I have works out. But anyway, so to test the theory of whether this song was creepy and date rapey, Doug and Anthony on Who's Right decided that they were going to read it. And so we'll let you hear it and decide for yourself.
So just close your eyes. And so here's the way I envision this being, right? So I have drugged you at a bar and I threw you in my trunk. I've driven you out to a cabin in the woods.
Uh-huh. And
I'm waiting for the Stockholm syndrome to set in to where you'll want to stay. So at this point, uh-huh, you're just trying anything you can to get around me because I'm standing in front of the door. Okay. So you're yes. out in the woods. It's snowing.
Uh huh.
And action. Start the conversation.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think...
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks so swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
I'm creeping myself out with this voice.
I simply must go.
Hold on, you caught me out.
Hold on, you caught me off guard. All right, let's
I'm sorry, baby, I didn't hear what you said.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Your welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at this dawn.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
What if you got pneumonia and died?
I really can't stay.
Get over that, old out.
What the fuck? I feel like I was just violated.
All right, so that was Who's Right. And
last year, I was sitting outside. I started a fire in my fireplace, sitting outside drinking, had a cigar going. Everybody went inside. And that was the first show of theirs that I listened to. And I about pissed my pants when they were doing that. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And I'll never hear the song the same again.
No. If you go by that reading, yes, the song is creepy and rapey.
It's rapey.
Yep. And see, what I did there was let you all hear a good podcast on this podcast.
Yeah. Duh. See? How we get listeners.
That's right. So we get actually have good podcast clips on ours. What a great idea. Oh,
maybe we should do that.
Maybe.
We'll be like Talk Soup.
We'll be like, we'll be like, who are these pods?
Yeah. We do the stupid Talk Soup stuff that they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like every time I hear that song, I'm sitting there and it just might be my mental defunct because I've always been one of those people that, you know, hey, I don't want to stay. Okay, here's your coat. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Going to bed. Go freeze your ass off. I'm not driving you home. I'm drunk. And I think the thing that people are getting hung up on are what's in this drink.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what they meant.
No.
I don't even think roofies were around back then. I mean, they'd just punch them in the face and have their way with them.
Yeah. If you,
that was the 50s way.
That's right. That's the way 50s women liked it.
That's right.
That's,
I'm trying to Google right now, when was roofies invented?
When were roofies invented? When did the Quaalude become popular? Here Come we on. Are. We're playing Watch Chris Find Stuff.
And of course, I can't fucking type. Invented event.
Watch Chris type stuff. Wrong.
The date rape drug. Come on. I just need a date here. Wikipedia, you bitch. I saw 1996, but I know it was around before that because the Wolf of Wall Street did the whole Quaaludes where he went to Bell Palsy mode.
Quaaludes have been around for they were big in the 60s. They were huge. Quaaludes been around a long time.
So maybe this is maybe roofies and Quaaludes or something different. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they're two different things, but you know,
so it's like 86 is what I'm seeing.
Yeah. That was just
1957.
Oh, well, there you go.
The first one. Of course, I go down to the second one. I go right to Wikipedia. So there you know. There you go. You learned something new on Midnight in America. Roofies were created in 1957.
See, folks, this is why you listen to this show. Because
fuck yeah.
It's if we're nothing else, we're uninformed.
And it says it was treatment for sleep disorders.
No, that makes sense.
And cause immaculate conception. Yeah. Maybe baby Jesus was born because of roofies.
Yep, you're going to be the gatekeeper in hell.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know, the other day I was watching this video my wife sent to me. It was Mr. Bean playing with the nativity scene at a toy store. And I'm like, obviously the European people are a little bit more blasphemous than we are. Yeah. Like, no way to fly here. I was even watching it going, wow, this was actually on TV. Like, you could show a murdered baby, but man, you do something with Mary and Joseph.
Yeah. You want to start talking about the Frau Perkta?
Frau Perkta.
And then we'll do the other two probably after the break.
All right, cool. So Frau Perkta, apparently she can come in two forms, either as a beautiful white snow, like her name, or elderly and haggard, probably look like me and Big D had a baby.
Wait. Beautiful like snow. I thought the name translated into ugly hoe.
Ugly hoe. That's the English to Switzerland to
Germany.
I don't know where the fuck she's from.
Germany and Austria.
Yeah, some one of those European countries, you know, the non-America country.
That's right, not America.
So apparently she has one large foot, like a goose foot or some crap. I don't why one large foot, like who the fuck makes this shit up?
I read that the reason for the one large foot was to show the fact that she was a shapeshifter.
Ah, well then. But basically, if you want to get to the meat of the story, I guess you would say, she would roam the countryside during midwinter. And would enter the homes during the 12 days of Christmas. I just lisped right there.
And it was the 12 days of Christmas, everybody.
Hey. She would know if the children were naughty or nice. And basically, the good kids would get a small silver coin the next day in a shoe or a pail.
Yeah.
And if they weren't, she would slit their bellies open, remove their stomach and their guts, and basically replace it with trash, like, you know, straw and pebbles and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's a little more than kinda.
I don't understand, like, well, that's really some fucked up way to get your kids to do what they are supposed to do. And it kind of sounds like it goes along with the young servants in the household too.
Yeah. From what I read, one of the versions I read said that when she cuts the bellies open, she actually eats the organs and then fills it up back up with basically junk leaves and straw and rocks and just garbage. That's even more messed up.
Well, I even found this, and of course, you know, I'm going from the prime source of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It says something here that she would also slit people's bellies open and stuff them with straw if they ate something the night of her feast day other than the traditional meal of fish and gruel. So if you didn't eat fish and gruel before she came, she would kill you.
Yeah. Now, another thing that would get your ass in trouble is if you didn't leave a bowl of porridge out for her. She apparently didn't eat milk and cookies. She liked porridge.
She'd give you her coin.
That's right.
Your porridge. That sounds like a porn.
It does. The porridge.
My porridge.
Come here and get it. Now, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you were going to talk about for the servants in the house, too. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
I glossed over that part because it says here that she would know whether the children and the young servants of the household behaved and worked hard the whole year.
Yeah. Again, from what I read, it was basically Frau Perchta was the goddess of spinning, or which is like weaving. And so if she came in and your house was a mess, or you didn't have enough yarn to start weaving after Christmas, she'd burn your loom and all your material.
Damn, what a bitch.
Yeah, and then of course then there's the rest of it where she, you know, cuts your belly open and eats your guts.
I mean, really, what a fucking cum bubble. Good God.
Again, this goes back to what you were talking about last week, which is who the fuck makes this up?
Like, I understand some of it, but Jesus Christ, I mean, this is some brutal shit. The all that biblical stuff is like child's play compared to this.
Don't get me wrong. I love good, scary stories. I like to write scary stories. But, you know, I wouldn't come up with one and then be like, let's tell all the kids this.
Yeah. I got an idea. It's been little assholes. Let's tell them a witch is going to come, eat their guts, replace it with pebbles, and we'll send them back to work.
Fuck their eyeballs out. She's gonna turn that iron-nosed hag's face over, sit on your face, pop your eyeballs out, queef in your mouth till you choke to death.
Maybe we could come up with a retired porn star will come to your house, fill your anal cavity with dildos. Your socks for Christmas.
Put her old flappity roast beef sandwich in your face.
For the girls, we do something with Bill Cosby.
Yeah. You want to take a break for a commercial, and then we'll come back and do the other two.
And we'll see if anybody's left. All right, we'll be right back with Midnight in America. I had to put in Bill Cosby rape.
See, folks, when you listen on the podcast, you get all this extra content that normally I would have cut out, but since I don't give a shit, I'm not going to.
Is there anybody even listening to us on Facebook?
No, there's no one listening.
It's me. So, hey, no one's listening right now.
Sweet.
They'll pick it up later. It's pretty funny. We ran that other girl off last week.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
She come back. The fuck?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. She's not going to come back.
Rich is gone. She's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you know, I didn't, I didn't think we'd ever be able to run off Rich.
I was actually shocked. It was almost like he just wanted to call in one day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with you fuckers. I'm not listening to this bullshit. Uh-oh. Whew. Everything froze up on me for a second.
Uh-oh.
Everything's collapsing around me. All right, 28 more seconds before this commercial's over. Talking about a stroke or whatever.
I
ever heard one? I'm having a stroke. Hey, how's it going, Tim?
That's how I went blind.
You're talking to your wife about having a stroke and she didn't believe you?
Yep. I said, I'm having a stroke. She said, I don't care if you are or not.
Hey, welcome back to Midnight in America with me, Chris the Mole Man, and you, the listener, and my co-host, Big D.
I'm not here anymore. I left.
Neither are listeners. Oh, my God. There is somebody listening right now.
I'm sorry.
And here, we'll give you a little shout out as soon as the real time pops up. Whoa, there's two.
What? Two
both
people.
Both from Mesa, Arizona.
What? 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 I wonder if that's Adam and Mike.
It's probably Adam or Mike. I'm sorry. Because he's probably at work.
Yeah.
Making well, money.
Whoever so it is, thanks for listening to Midnight in America.
And we're sorry. We will not pay for your medical bills of going crazy and all that other shit.
No.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about next?
Well, we just got done talking about the Christmas witch, Frau Perkta. If you missed that, you missed something great.
I know.
So let's talk about the other two, which I think are a whole lot scarier than Frau Perkta.
Oh, scared.
Now, which one do you want to do first?
Oh, let's do the Christmas monster of type 2 diabetes.
Oh, Christmas diabetes. And who better to tell us about it and in rap form?
Which is even better.
Than our good friend, Wilford Brimley. Take it away, Wilford.
Good morning. I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes. Actually, about diabetes and how it's affected me in my life. I'll start when I was first diagnosed.
Diabetes.
I was scared to death. I was experiencing symptoms that were strange and unfamiliar to me. For instance, I had an unquenchable thirst. My tongue felt like a horseshoe rasp. I was losing my vision. I was losing my energy. I was getting up every 15 or 20 minutes all through the night. So I wasn't getting any rest.
Diabetes.
And as a result of all these things, I lost all my energy.
Diabetes.
I'm surrounded by people who love me, and I was scared. Man doesn't like to admit he was scared, but I truly was. I wasn't afraid to die. I knew that was coming to all of us. But what I was afraid of was diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
Diabetes.
Do the best you can with what you got.
Diabetes.
And I would encourage all of you.
Diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
Diabetes.
Do the best you can with what you got.
Diabetes.
And I would encourage all of you
that I might have to live a long time feeling like I felt. And I really wasn't interested in that. So finally, at the urging of my family, the ones who love me the most, I went to see a doctor. And he explained things to me in a language that I understood. And I think the most important thing he said to me was, Wilford,
you loosen up, diabetes.
If you want to get better, the more attention you pay to these things and the more diligent you are, the faster you'll get better, the better you'll feel. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the way it's been.
Diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
Diabetes.
Do the best you can with what you got.
Diabetes.
And I would encourage all of you.
Diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on. on, get happy.
I've diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
Diabetes.
Do the best you can with what you got.
I've diabetes.
Loosen up, all of you. Now, I'm not perfect, and I've slipped up. There's a line in a song, but I want to tell you. Through the years, the closer I've paid attention to the instructions of my doctor, when I don't eat apple pie and I don't eat ice cream and I eat the foods that I'm supposed to eat and I do my exercises and I take my medicine and I do the procedures that I was instructed to do, I do feel better. Diabetes is not the worst thing in the world. People do learn to live with it. In closing, I would like to say to you,
diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
I've diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
Diabetes.
Do the best you can with what you got.
A diabetes.
I would encourage all of you.
Diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
A diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
Diabetes.
And I've eaten ice cream and apple pie.
Diabetes.
And I would encourage all of you.
A diabetes.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
A diabetes.
I've done things I shouldn't do.
A diabetes.
Do the best you can with what you got.
A diabetes.
And I would encourage all of you. Thanks for your time. Have a good day.
You too.
I struck my wife. Did you ever see that Family Guy? They had him.
No.
Like, he starts out talking about how he has diabetes, and he's like, I stubbed my toe and I took it out on the dog. Then I hit my wife. And then I realized my wife's been dead for 10 years. Who the hell did I hit?
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. See, it is the scariest Christmas monster, diabetes.
Yep. Getting up to take a piss every 10 minutes.
That's right. You eat all the candy. You eat all the pie. You eat all the cake. Then I come home and ain't nothing left. And it makes me have to smack people around the house. And that ain't no fun. And you'd rather get diabetes than have a smacking.
Your poo comes out looking like a soft serve.
It does. It's like a swirly machine. I'll take the chocolate and vanilla mix.
I'm surprised I'm not fucking diabetic, honestly.
Me too. It surprises me that I'm, because I just eat garbage, dude. I eat straight garbage.
I was thinking the other day, I'm like, man, when was the last time I had a fruit or a vegetable?
My cholesterol is good, too. That's
mine's not. Well, at least last time I went.
I'm just a big fat man, but I'm a pretty healthy big fat man, so it's all right.
Pretty soon you'll see me at a commercial. Hi, I'm Chris the Mole Man. You don't know me, but I have diabetes.
Now, see.
Cholesterol.
What I think we should do right now is, since that song was so good, I think you should try to rap the song while I do the beatbox. Are you ready? Here we go.
Diabetes. My wiener won't get up no more. Diabetes. My leg is diabetes.
Beatus.
I got sappy knees. Diabetes. Go pick my calves. I just died from my diabetes.
Now, if anyone's still listening after that, you're a soldier.
Sad that we just offended all the diabetes crowd.
We did.
They'll be like, now.
They're going to be. They're
talk about losing my leg. That shit ain't funny. I can still feel my ankle pain, bitches.
That's right. It's all true. Just because I have to get shots in my eyeballs.
And I would say to you, fuck you, come after me, and I'll kill you with a goddamn Snickers bar. I'm sure that's not how it works, but.
No, that's not how it works. They probably kill you, then eat the Snickers bar.
Right. Snickers.
Hit you with the peg leg.
You would like this, wouldn't you, fatty? You and your type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes.
Knock, knock, who's there? Diabetes.
Now, There's one more.
Oh, yes. Monster. And this will throw off the rest of the crowd. Anybody else who's
That's
listening.
Right. That we have to talk about. And especially right now, when we're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I forgot about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And we know what the book says about this. Can't. No. So this may be the worst monster of them all.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to get stoned.
We're talking about Christmas homosexuality. And who better to talk about Christmas homosexuality than our good friend, Wilford Brimley.
I had no idea that he was like that. Good for him.
Good morning. I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes. Actually, about my addiction and how it's affected me in my life. Now, I'm not perfect, and I've done things I shouldn't do. Man doesn't like to admit he was gay, but I want to tell you, I was very, very fortunate to be engaged to my partner, Dick Richards, along the way. I had done things that were strange. For instance, I had an unquenchable thirst for Dick. At the urging of my family, I went to see a doctor. And I think the most important thing he said to me was, Wilford, if you want to get better, I'm going to give you ladies, and the more attention you pay to the ladies and the more diligent you are, the faster you'll get better and the better you'll feel. And I don't understand that. And I really wasn't interested in ladies. So finally, he explained things to me in a language that I understood. He said to me, gentlemen, that love gentlemen, diabetics, Gage, whatever the name you want to give them, there are people that you ought to be laughing at. Liberty Medical is a company that's staffed with people that are willing to talk to you about your situation, that are willing to help you.
All right. That's enough of you, Wilford Brimley.
You think he is more of a top or of a power bottom?
I think he's straight up power bottom.
Power bottom?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure his diabetes, he can't get it up anymore.
It was nice of my wife to come in and watch the show, and I asked her what she was doing still awake. She said she could listen to an amazing show, but she couldn't find it, so she came here.
That's pretty sad.
It is.
I would have went to bed.
Me too.
Rubbed one out, circled around in the bed like a dog, and fell asleep.
You'd have been better off. Yeah.
Diabetes.
We had the three Christmas monsters, Frau Perkta, diabetes, and Christmas homosexuality. So,
careful about the Christmas homosexuality, though. I mean, everything is fabulous.
It is. So, that monster really wasn't that scary, I guess. So now we got Frau Perkta and Christmas diabetes. Which one was scary?
Both are scary. Would Frau Perkta give you diabetes?
She might give you diabetes. She's got your face straddled and dried.
Takes out your pancreas. I think you're screwed. Like,
that's right. How you gonna make insulin?
I know. What the fuck? Frau Perkta made me diabetic. Diabetes. I have to say it like I'm a 70-year-old black guy. I got diabetes. Don't take my toes. Like having all my sugars. My sugars. When I worked in the ambulance, they used to crack me up every time I'd show up to somebody that's diabetes. They'd talk about their sugars.
Their sugars? Oh, my sugars.
Like, are you talking about hookers, candy bars? What are we talking about here? Like, my sugars.
My hookers is named Snickers.
Yeah.
All right.
That black Snickers inside of me.
Folks, the show don't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't. This is pretty much like, you know, if the world ended and cockroaches did a podcast. It would be worse than that.
You want to do the We Have Merch commercial?
Sure. Hey, folks, the holiday season's fastly approaching, and your loved ones would love a gift from MIA Swag. I'm sure they would. Let me open up. What the fuck is this? Well, you can find that swag over at WeHaveMerch.com, along with the Mole Man Show. Buy it or don't. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't care.
We don't care at all.
Yeah. Just because we're both poor as dirt, and mm-hmm. you could help support a poor blind man by mm-hmm. buying his gear for Christmas to give it away.
And send your little cop sit on the street corner.
That's right.
Blind, stand out there. Off here
with my MIA shirt on, and they'll feel sorry for me enough. I don't even have to tell them I'm blind, and they'll just put money in.
Let's see, I listened to 20 seconds of that. Dear God, take this.
Yeah, my wife decided going to bed was the better choice.
I don't blame her.
I don't either. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. Arrivederce.
All right, we got to do the Mole Man's White Root Juice commercial.
Oh, yeah.
This time, we're going to nail it.
Hold on. I don't think I have the script, though. Hang on. Do-do-do.
Oh, no.
Well, you getting a little excited there, huh?
I was. Hold on. I think I might have found a fix to our problem with you getting droned out by the music. Let me know when you're ready and I'll start it up.
I got it right now. Let's do it.
Here we go. Anytime you're ready.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dr. Moldman here to tell you about my new amazing secret formula discovery that will change your life and practically cures whatever ails you except for diabetes.
What is it, Dr. Moldman?
I proudly announce the sale of Dr. Mold's White Root Juice. Do you have back pain, anxiety, rectal bleeding, cancer, sudden adult autism, or maybe you're just trying to earn your GED? Dr. Moldman's White Root Juice will help you for whatever ails you. For the women between the ages of 18 and 25, height, weight, proportional, please.
Dr. Moldman, I have all these weird bumps all over my face. I don't know how to get rid of them. Do you think Dr. Moldman's white root juice would work for me?
Sure, young lady. Why don't you turn around? Let me see that ass.
Yeah. Tasty.
I can help you. That's right, get on your knees. Just relax. I'm going to grab the back of your head by your ponytail. Swallow it. Swallow it. More!
Gee, Dr. Moldman! Do I detect a hit of pineapple?
I don't know why, because I don't eat any fruit, but sure, why not?
It might be mango.
It's the smell of steak jizz right there and hot dogs. All you need is 3 treatments of this daily for the next 2 years.
That's great, Dr. Moldman. Dr. Moldman is the best.
Hey, motherfucker. What is Dr. Moldman root juice? Take care of my anal fissures.
Holy shit, what the fuck are you? Fuck no, you're gross, but don't worry. We have a synthetically produced Dr. Moldman's root juice for those who don't qualify for Dr. Moldman's white root juice fresh from the spring treatment. You should try Dr. Mole Man's Off-White Root Juice for the gross guy and transitional. Act now, go to molejuice.com and you can buy your supply today. Dr. Mole's White Root Juice. Creaming your way to healthy. One squirt at a time.
This comes my favorite flavor. Wild onion.
White onion.
Dr. Mole Man.
I'm going to have to come up with another one that we could train wreck off of.
That time we nailed it.
Oh, yeah. We nailed it.
We nailed it. It's better than last time. Boy, the last time.
And your wife jumped off. Didn't see the triumphantness.
Yep. Missed it all. Nobody
stick to us on the mole hole. A guy from Denver popped in and was like, oh, fuck no.
Remember, folks, if you don't hate us in the first 10 seconds, wait 10 more. You will.
I know. I'm kind of sad that we don't have any like hate mail.
Yeah, me too. You know, I thought by now, after 15 shows, and you know, once you get to 15, you're pretty much in your groove. You found your niche. You're on top of your game.
On top of the world.
By episode 15. And Lord knows we've nailed it. I can't think how we could have made this show any better.
I can't think of anything either.
So,
besides mass suicide. Christmas mass suicide.
Yeah. There's nothing better than Christmas mass suicide.
Put the candy cane to your head.
Just stir up your Kool-Aid with this candy cane. It's all good. Just drink.
Look out the window. Sing Baby It's Cold Outside. And cry. That's what I do.
Cry a little tear. All right, so you want to go ahead and run another commercial break?
Sure, why not? All right, boys and girls listening over to Mole Hole, I know you're not, but we gotta run a commercial break, so we'll be right back with more silliness, sexiness, in Wilford Brimley. Poor Wilford.
Jesus Christ, Chris, but you fucked it all up.
No, we one of these days, that's what we should do. We should like plan to have like just this fake fight and just fake fight through the entire show.
Like old ladies.
Yeah. Like hate each other.
God damn it. Tony. I don't know. I mean, we should like think of ways to make the show worse.
But that's next to impossible. I don't know.
I did have Charlie Brown twerking.
Yeah. See, that's the part that folks miss. If they don't watch the video, they didn't get to see us dancing and then Charlie Brown twerking.
And I was surprised he's in my office. I just looked over. I'm like, oh, there's Charlie Brown. What weird stuff can I do to him?
Oh, Chuck. Go low, Chuck. Go low.
Go low. Everybody hates you. Everybody hates you.
Oh, God. How much longer?
Oh, 35 seconds.
35 seconds. That's almost like forever. Oh, shit. I know what I meant to be doing this time. Hell, I was screwing up, wasting my time. Now I got to do it whenever the show goes back.
Wow, you weren't wasting your time before?
That's right.
10 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. That was a delightful commercial, and welcome back to Midnight America on the Mole Hole.
The Mole Hole. I'm doing things where I'm searching again.
Oh my goodness, are you searching? We need like searching music.
We do need searchy music. You're right. Mm-hmm. And when I go to search, I have to shove my head up real close, even closer to the screen than I'm already sitting, which is about 10 inches. I have to actually lean forward 6 to be able to see what the hell is going on.
So you when you search, can you not search and broadcast at the same time? Because I just noticed the OBS Studios is on Facebook Live. Our sponsor, by the way.
Yeah, that's I don't know what you're talking about. Hold on, I just
whoops.
Yeah, I kind of halfway heard, but not really heard, and then I just quit caring. I think more than anything.
That's all right. No one needs to see our ugly faces.
I know it.
The Lord Jesus.
What the hell?
Hold on. That's
the Lord Jesus.
That's right. Let's go back here. I'll pull the show up again. Ah, there we are. Man.
Help me, Jeebus.
I know you missed these faces.
Help me, Jeebus.
Help me, Jeebus. Help me.
I think I'll dress like Jesus the next episode.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can
have hay around me.
You can see away in a manger.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of black dudes can bring me stuff. Oh, I mean, they're white. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, on that note, it's time for my favorite part of the show. Bullshit. Or not. Now, tonight on Bullshit or Not, we've got Bigfoot sounds caught on camera.
Whoa.
And a ghost woman in white on the back roads of India.
Oh,
man. These scenes.
There's going to be a lot of ghosts in India.
Yeah, there would be, since there's a billion people there.
Yeah, probably a billion die a day?
Yeah. Somewhere around 999,999,000.
The birth rate and the death rate are the same every day.
Yeah. That's where most of them die, is in childbirth.
Wow, one for one.
Oh, we got two for one here. Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, the baby just got bit by a mosquito, dead.
Why are those flies in his eyes?
Why did we build this hospital in the sewage treatment plant? Along with the restaurants.
All right. You want to do your video first?
Sure. And I kind of like my video because I don't have to explain anything because it's all sound.
Yep. Here we go.
It's a snowy landscape.
Scary.
This is so scary.
It's...
I don't know, Chris.
What that sound is?
Probably.
Somebody else pleasing his wife and knowing how to do the job.
Oh, you know what I thought it was?
Huh?
Diabetes.
Right after he found out he was gay.
That's right. Maybe...
It's a soundtrack from Old Wilford's.
Christmas homosexual diabetes.
That's the first time old Wilford got a candy cane up the old hole.
He said, when he was twisting his way on down, he realized why it had those red swirls in it.
Thank God for the hook, or they would have lost it.
That's right.
There's a safety tip, boys and girls. If you're going to anally probe yourself with a candy cane, do it with the curved one, not the long, thick ones.
That's right. While the long, thick ones may be more satisfying.
Yeah. It have to be removed by doctors, but still. I mean,
the ones with the hook are safer.
As long as you get a big O, who cares?
That's right.
Note to self, try candy cane in my butt. It'll be minty fresh.
All right. So what do you think this was?
You know, it's weird that the sounds that were coming from the forest kind of sounds like the same howls in American Werewolf in London.
That was weird.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard that. I was like, maybe, just maybe, this is a hoax.
Yeah. My first thought was, wow, those howls sound pre-recorded. like you could hear when they would basically had dubbed it into the video, the sound. That was my first thought, is that they weren't hearing anything and then they just dubbed it in later.
And it seems like, you know, these people that do these things are very bad actors.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is that noise? I'm scared. Would you get Connie Reeves to do this for you? What's the deal?
Well, did you check out that giant scream?
Whoa. Dear God.
That was totally bogus. Whoa.
I bet that monster has diabetes.
I bet he does too.
Bullshit alert. Bullshit alert. Bullshit alert. Bullshit alert. Bullshit alert.
You think the kids will make a drinking game out of this show? How many times we say diabetes?
They should. That, you know what? That's going to be the actual name of the show. I had a different name originally. I was going to go with Frau Perkta Gesundheit because it kind of sounds like you're sneezing.
Yeah, it does.
But I think diabetes drinking game is a much better name.
Love the world of diabetes. The next episode watch, I'll be in a diabetic coma or something.
You'll be like, oh man, I got to go in for my dialysis today. can't control my diabetes.
Whoa. Shouldn't have been messing around with it.
That's right.
There's sugars coming out of my eyes.
All right. I guess I'll go to my video here.
Go.
Or maybe I won't.
Oh, did your computer crap out?
The Lord Jesus Christ is the one, and he's doing a new thing.
He's always doing it. God is doing a new thing. You know, he's doing it.
God is doing a new thing.
You know, he's doing it. Who's doing it? God is doing a new thing.
You know, he's doing it.
God is doing a new thing.
You know, he's doing it.
Who's doing it?
God is doing a new thing.
God is doing a new thing in our lives, so.
I just never thought I'd be able to do this in a church, you know? I just love it. They're so cool.
What they're talking about is karaoke for Christian music.
Jesus, man.
Jesus, man.
See, what I've done is I've figured out what the true cause of Christmas diabetes is.
It's got karaoke with Jesus.
That's right. It was that video.
Those kids in that thing, they're way too fucking happy to be in a church.
Should they be being flogged or something?
Or, like, trying to get away from the sexual advances of a priest?
My priest said that you could hear me better on the mic if I was on my knees.
That would be an awesome remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
A priest and an altar boy.
Yeah.
We in no way condone pedophilia.
No. But we will make jokes about it.
That's correct.
At least I will. And I won't apologize. Fuck everybody. Well, I mean, not the literal sense.
All right, so I'll go to my real video here, which is the back streets of India. First, this incredible woman in white ghost is caught by a guy on a motorcycle. There, it's caught by some people on a different road in a car. Here we go.
Diabolical.
As you see, he's on his motorcycle. He's driving down the road. Here he comes. Here's the woman. Wow, they even pointed an arrow at her. Just in case you couldn't see her. Oh, she's on the left. Now here's these guys in the car, and they went right past that person in white. Oh man, this is pretty scary. Here it comes again. They're gonna show it again, over and over and over again. Look out! Here goes, whoa! This guy's whoa! That one was in slow motion.
What's up with the penis sunglass holder?
I don't know. So after carefully scrutinizing those two videos and thinking to myself, self, why in hell would you be running a camera while you were riding a motorcycle? And then I was thinking to myself, self, have you ever videotaped anything while you were just going down the road, just randomly, and there was really nothing to be recording, but you just be recording? Because there was like literally 3 minutes of video before it got to that point where they're just driving down the road and they're playing like Indian hip hop music, which was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And then, you know, all of a sudden, ooh, this woman in white. Speaking of hip hop, Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard or Central Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can join me, Big D, in the Madhouse on Mole Hole Radio. That's right. I'm going to be playing Hip Hop Hump Day. Oh, yeah.
That was pretty smooth. I was proud of you.
I know. That was smooth. That's why I'm considered one of the best.
That's why. That's right.
Anyway. So
I'm just a sidekick. I'm the Batman. I am Boy Wonder.
You are Bat Mole Man.
I am Ginger Man.
But anyway.
Seen on that ass.
On this video, I'm going to call bullshit. Now, remarkably enough, there is an app called the Ghost App where you could just put a ghost in any video you're recording on your phone.
See, I was going to say it was real. Because how many people are walking around India with clean white stuff on?
That's true.
See?
Also doesn't lend credibility to the fact that it's a ghost, a woman in white, because if she was from India, her clothes would still be dirty.
It's true.
They'd smell like curry.
They'd be covered in the poo that they dumped her body in.
That's right.
Don't get mad at me. It's just facts, folks.
We don't completely make any of this offensive shit up.
No. I mean, that's where you dump whores in India. Google it.
Right now, somebody's Googling, where do you dump whores in India?
No one's watching this, so no one's Googling it.
Oh, not right now. But I'm sure someone who listens to the show later. All three of them.
And I don't think it's going to like bust the Google's like trends.
No, I don't.
That would be hilarious, though.
It would be hilarious. The worst show on the internet makes Google trends.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of people are Googling, where do they dump whores in India? And watch, I'll be wrong. It's something like, dare mole man. They do not dump whores. And porta potties at Google. They just leave them in the streets.
That's right.
They're not animals. We're all animals.
we throw them in the streets right next to the untouchables.
Maybe that would be my next podcast. Where to dump a body with the mole man.
Where to dump a dead whore in India.
Hi, we're in Canada today. We're going to show you the fine places to dump a dead whore. Because flushing her down the toilet like a fish is not the option.
Although a guy in Canada did try that.
He was pretty successful
for a while. I think it was Canada where the guy was cutting the people up and he was eating like part of them. The rest he would dissolve in like some acid and then put it down the toilet and flush it.
I'm not an animal. I just make it look like a suicide.
That's right. If you can't fake someone else's suicide, you're not trying.
Yeah. Well, it's like all these cop shootings. Yeah, you need to have a fake gun and just put it there. Amateurs.
That's right.
So many amateurs.
We're going to hell. Okay.
Diabetes, sorry.
Diabetes.
I like how it echoes.
It does echo. The I think our version was probably going to go platinum.
I think so.
I wish I had the ability to pull that audio right down and just play it immediately.
We'll just put it on a loop 24/7.
That's right. Us doing the diabetes rap.
Get a Grammy. And the winner goes to Big D and the Mole Man for diabetes.
Oh. Crap. You ready to do strange news?
Sure. Why not?
I'll stop.
Strange news. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm pulling my shit up.
Oh, well, that's awkward. Strange news. Teacher placed on leave after high school's schoolers sing "Let's Kill All the Blacks" for a class assignment. Racism.
Makes me think about the good old days when I grew up in Indiana.
Yeah.
America great again.
The Dover High School teacher who was leading a U.S. history class in which 11th grade students created a KKK jingle for a class assignment has been placed on leave. John Carver, a longtime teacher and coach at the New Hampshire High School, is still being paid, though. So he's on paid leave, which is a vacation. As the school investigates, according to Foster's, Dover Superintendent William Harbron said putting Carver on paid leave would allow officials to really dig deep into the investigation. That doesn't make sense. Which will begin with students who were present so the administrators could have a thorough understanding of what occurred and what didn't occur. The initial incident, which went The initial incident, which went viral after a video started circulating, prompted shock and outrage in the New Hampshire community. In the video, the students could be heard singing KKK, KKK, let's kill all the blacks, to the tune of Jingle Bells. Carver had given the students an assignment to come up with a Christmas carol based on the Reconstruction era. The students in the video chose the KKK and came up with the racist song. When asked about his part in allowing the song to be sang, Carver stated, "I told him to say African Americans."
Duh. At least he was trying to be politically correct.
I know it.
I mean, God. Yeah, I heard about that a couple of weeks. I think it was last week. So they were talking about it on the radio. I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, wow. Like, that's a teacher trying to get fired.
Yeah, it's... What? Okay. Let's
videotape this. We'll put it up on YouTube.
This is proof that racists are stupid.
Yeah. Well, because they think it's okay. I mean, I'm a filthy motherfucker.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, like, at least not sober.
No, I wouldn't do it drunk. Good grief, folks. Make America great again. Kills me
is that they put the teacher on administrative leave and paid him. So to me, that's code for, you know what? We're just going to do this until it settles down. We'll just give him a paycheck and he'll be back teaching.
Well, and here's the thing, and not to get off on this, you know, on a serious subject here, but this is where that bullshit, what do they call it, where they've been there for 5 years, and so you couldn't get them out of there. You couldn't,
Tenureship?
Tenure, yeah. Well, you know, this is where tenure is a real, real problem. Because you know the guy's not going to lose his job. He's just not. If he's got tenure in, he's not.
He'll be superintendent by next year.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, not to get off on a subject, but here, it was in the school system that I worked at for 10 years. And here's one of the reasons I got out was because of this stupid crap. But there was a teacher in a middle school that went to a Popeye's chicken and threatened the employee in there with a gun. He had a pistol and he was threatening, and the cops showed up and he was arrested and he didn't lose his job.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, because he had tenure. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox on that crap.
Putting it away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the next MIA, if you don't know, we're going to come up with racist Christmas carols.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we're going to sing them for the underprivileged children.
The underprivileged children. That's right. The ones who may not know about racists.
Yes, we're going to teach them.
So what do you guys, your first story?
Oh, this one's a doozy. You got the photo?
Oh, yeah, sure do. Hold on. Let me pull it up here.
I'll start talking at you. Put the photo up. The hotel staff of a Jamaican resort is some hot water with the parents of a 22-year-old who passed away in 2014. The Stevensons from London, every year they do this like birthday thing. They go out and do something special on their son's birthday. Well, their godmother tipped off the Royal Jamaican Resort, the staff there, and wanted to do something special. So they came up with this horrifying and creepy tribute to their deceased son. The couple walked into the hotel room and found this body on the bed made out of clothes. They basically took pants and stuff and stuffed it with the towels and stuff. The dummy had a face with tears and a sunglasses on it, a can of beer in his hand, a cake on his lap, and messages and flower petals saying, "Happy birthday, we miss you, Alex." Needless to say, the family was not happy about this, and the resort apologized and refunded their £1,300, which is like, I don't know what, $2 in U.S. money?
No, £1,300 is
joking.
Like $2,000.
That's a lot of money. But
yeah.
Yeah, the photo, when I saw the photo, I just started laughing. I'm like, who in the right mind thought that was a good idea?
Well, now, where were they? Jamaica?
Jamaica.
There you go. I mean, different societies, maybe somebody there thought this would be appropriate, but
maybe, obviously not.
Yeah, it's, it might be all the weed they smoke, man.
I know. Maybe the parents would found it more appealing if they were high.
Maybe, because, I don't know, that cake looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good. Is I don't think it's a cake.
Although I will have to say that now, and I blew this picture up like full screen on my monitor, 60 inches. And I thought somebody had dressed up an Alf doll. And that's what it was. I had no idea what the face was at all. I was like, why the fuck do they have an Alf doll?
Would eat your cat.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how Alex died. He tried to eat a cat.
There you go. We've solved the mystery.
Lesson number two of MIA, pussy will kill you.
It's either quickly or slowly and painfully.
And obviously I'm slow and painful. Like a knife. Deep. In my diabetes.
All right. My next story here. Awkwardly named serial masturbator lands in hospital after alleged toilet brush incident at doctor's office.
Whoa.
A man with a history of exposing himself in public was arrested after cops found him masturbating in front of a woman at Paramus doctor's office, authorities said Wednesday. Brian Bates, or as he might be referred to if he were on Downton Abbey, Master Bates, was charged with criminal open lewdness for the Friday incident at a Ridgewood Avenue office. According to Borough Police Chief Kenneth Ehrenberg, officers went to the medical office for a report of a man exposing himself to patients. Upon police arrival, officers found Bates in the bathroom with the door open while masturbating and simultaneously attempting to penetrate his anus with a handle of a toilet brush or toilet bowl scrubber, Ehrenberg said in a statement. The act was witnessed by several adult females who were in the office, the chief added. It is not known whether they were turned on or not. Bates was taken to Newbridge Medical Center for evaluation after being booked at police headquarters, authorities said. The Spring Valley, New York residence has a string of arrests for similar acts dating back to at least 1997 in the borough, police said. See, I tried to slip that joke in there without really acknowledging the joke and I'm trying to move fast.
I like how his last name is Bates.
Yeah. When I was in high school, we had a substitute teacher whose last name was Bates. And so he came in and he was a real asshole. He wrote MR period Bates. So of course the first thing we ask is, does that stand for master?
Why'd you just put Mr. B?
Yeah. Oh, Master Bates. The old I think I'm gonna come in here and teach the lesson that you had available, even though I don't know shit about this subject. Yeah.
You know, I was kind of disappointed with the toilet brush, though.
Yeah.
That he was doing the handle. I thought he would have the brush part up.
Yeah, I think that he would get a more satisfying feeling from the brush end.
Ribbed. For his
pleasure. That's right. Plus, I mean, probably after that, he wouldn't have to bleach his butthole for at least, I don't know, a month or two.
Yeah, see, if he would listen to Wilford Brimley.
That's right.
Diabetes.
Remember, folks, if you use the brush in, you won't have to bleach your asshole.
Wow, that's three tips today.
Yeah, I know.
This is a learned show.
We're practically a PSA.
We are. That's an STD, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Penis stinks. Yeah.
A Danish photographer pissed off a few people by joining the Nile High Club and plowing a delightful unidentified young lady on top of a pyramid. It's not known if the young lady was on her pyramid or not. Nothing like pyramid blood on a pyramid. I don't botch this name, but I'm going to try it. Andreas Havids posted the explicit snap on his website of him plowing this young chick on top of the pyramid, which apparently is not allowed. Oh, I lost my train of thought. Authorities in Egypt are investigating the case and has been referred to the prosecutor general by the Minister of Antiquities. Climbing above a certain level is forbidden, and entering a site after it's been closed to the public after 5 p.m. is apparently frowned upon in Egypt. And of course, Egypt has that high moral code. Last week, they had an actress named Ranina Yosef. She's facing criminal charges because her dress she was wearing to a movie reveal was apparently too revealing.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
I wasn't arresting her. No.
Yeah, she's pretty old. I mean, she's older and she looked nice.
Yeah, nice looking lady.
But if you want to check out the this guy's website or whatever, it's ANDREASHVID.com. I was checking it out. He was in Chernobyl and all these other places. So basically, he has a little area because he does a lot of the rooftop photography shit.
Yeah.
But he has a little area where he has like nude chicks in weird places, like, I don't know, like a sewer. And there's a few where he's plowing them. I'm like, what a great way to meet women and plow them.
Yes. I am the most interesting photographer in the world. Now I shall plow you.
I thought, God, like, if the internet was around when I was younger, it would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't have been. Not for me, anyway.
It was, like, you know, around, but still was new when I was younger. But still, I still got my fair share.
My college years, it would have been bad it would have been bad for the internet to have been around. That would have been no bueno.
I used to look for, I just moved here, just divorced. I'm having problems with my boyfriend. And that was like an easy lay.
Hey, Pete joined us, I think, for about 3 seconds. And then he logged off after he actually heard the show.
Dude. And I just gave you another good advice to go on Tinder or whatever.
That's right. You did. Okay. It's official. We're dropping the format we have now. And we're just going to be like a Dear Abby.
We should. Life lessons.
I think it's what we're cut out for.
We can still call it Midnight in America.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. But I think on Twitter this week, we should put out the call to have people send us their questions about love and life.
And have two idiots respond.
And we'll answer those questions.
Dearest Tommy, I think you have AIDS.
You have AIDS. No, not HIV. No, but full-blown AIDS. No. I wish it was something less serious.
Sorry to break the news to you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing this shit show for about an hour and a half.
Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Well, boys and ghouls, that is the end of the show. Thanks for joining us here at Midnight in America. Make sure you give the show a like and subscribe like you will. useless. On YouTube, Spreaker, Podomatic, Facebook, all that shit.
I've noticed that our last three shows have had exactly zero plays on iTunes.
Well, I don't know. I never got plays on iTunes anyway, so it was like shitting in the wind.
Next week, we'll be talking about Zwarta Pete. That does sound like a venereal disease. And this sounds even more like one, aka Black Pete.
It's basically Black Peter.
That's right. So make sure you tune in next Monday, although I'm not sure why you would, at 12 o'clock midnight and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on moholebroadcast.com. You can see our video and watch us do this stupidity for some unknown god-awful reason on facebook.com/12AMUSA. Also, give us a follow on the old Twitter. You can find the Mole Man at Mole Man Show. And you can find me, Big D, at Parapodcaster on Twitter. You can write the show. God, please send us hate mail. We want... hate mail. You send all the hate mail. I mean, and the more vitriol, the better. Also, send your questions on life and love, and we'll answer those. You can send those to usa12am@gmail.com, or if you follow us on Twitter, you could just send us a message. Send us a message with your questions about life and love, or your hate and vitriol.
Hey, do you think old Wilford, or whatever the fuck his name is, you think he had a Black Pete?
I think it's distinctly possible because he had diabetes.
You can also find past shows on demand at 12amusa.com. I don't know why you would want to. Hey, and you can also catch the show every night, midnight, Mountain Standard Time, at the moholebroadcast.com. Thanks for everybody joining us in tonight. Big D, it's been a pleasure like always. Have a great week. And everybody out there that's not listening, you have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.
See ya.
Word.